G'day. I'm Lola Berry, nutritionist, author, actor, TV presenter, and professional oversharer. This podcast is all about celebrating failure because I believe it's a chance for us to learn, grow, and face our blind spots. Each week, I'll interview a different guest about their highs as well as their lows, all in a bid to inspire us to fearlessly fail. Hello and welcome to our Crimbo episode with the Bossachengo.
Hello.
And myself. Do you want to do the intro?
Isn't that it? You just did it.
So basically every Christmas what we do is we'll do a wrap-up of the year. We'll talk a few Crimbo things. I've done a call-out. Oh, boss, I just realised my phone's behind you with all the Insta call-out questions. Sorry, I'm getting him to...
I'll get it.
Thank you, bossy. So I've done an Insta call out about any questions you want answers to. We'll answer them on the show today. And I thought we might talk about like a little teaser for what's to come next year. Also our plan, like are we taking a break? What's going on? Let's let everyone involved. So for people that don't know, Bossachengo is not only my wonderful boyfriend of over three years now.
Really? 3 years?
He loves doing that game. It really vexes me. And you're also the EP of this podcast.
Executive producer. Wow.
Is that what you are?
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Producer, editor.
All-rounder. All-round legend.
Yep.
As we do this, I'm currently on a juice cleanse, aren't I?
How you feeling?
A bit farty.
God. Fuck my life, honestly.
It's true. What did you say that my bum was like?
Just a homing beacon. Just sending out alerts constantly.
Honestly, it's a lot of fiber.
Yeah, well, it's not just juice. It's juice and then you have like a kachari or a lentil thing at night time. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's so delicious, but it feels very Ayurvedic inspired. So like you got an Indian twang to it and yep. It's so nice. But I don't kind of eat these foods as often. Like we'll make lentils like what, once a month?
Yeah, but we do like Italian style.
Yeah, super different. And so, yeah, it's so fun. But yeah, it's my day two without coffee. I got the coffee withdrawal headache.
Headaches.
Yesterday. And I'm already thinking about that coffee first thing Friday morning.
That'll be so good. Do you want to give them a shout out? They're not sponsored.
Yeah, it's not sponsored. They're called Soul Cleanse. I think they do Queensland, Northern Rivers, which is where we live, and I think Sydney.
Yep.
They're sponsoring the book launch, which is happening this Saturday in Byron Bay, although this episode will come out Monday, so Saturday just gone.
Yep.
And
oh, what a great event it was.
Oh, did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, I did. I loved it.
So they're sponsoring it, and I said, oh, I've never tried your juices. Can I do a cleanse?
Yep.
So that's
– gotcha.
I was gifted it basically. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. Day two, just praying I don't get the coffee headache.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Plenty of water, plenty of tea.
Oh, yeah, let's just have a sweet
cup. Oh, here we go. Have to listen to you swallow.
Okay, so talk me through your highlights of your year, boss. It's the end of the year ep. It's Crimbo.
Oh, as in highlights of the podcast or just highlights of life?
Oh, a bit of life for you, I feel.
Well, I don't know. We've lived here for a year.
A year, yeah.
Yeah.
We've re-signed, haven't we? We allowed to say that?
Yeah.
So
we'll have this house for at least another year.
Yeah. Even though I will be gone for a lot of it, won't I?
You'll be gone for a while.
A while. We'll talk about that because that came up in the Insta questions, so we can talk about that then. But what have you loved? Have you loved that you learned to surf this year?
I love that I learned to surf.
So good. What do you love about it?
I just like being in the water and just giving it a go.
Oh, red hot crack.
Red hot crack. Even though every day I fucking hate it and then I get like one little tiny wave and then it gives me inspiration to keep going.
So good. It's like a drug, right?
Yeah, it's a total drug. It's totally addictive. And I just like the nature of it where it's like an activity, like a structured activity where you know, pack your board and then get in the car and drive to the beach and do it. And
adventure.
But it is very time consuming and it is hard to budget time to do it.
Well, you said you haven't surfed much since I got back.
No, boss.
Do you know why that is?
Why?
A bit of an overshare here. We often, in the afternoons.
Jesus Christ.
So you need a big, you need to change your schedule.
Surfing schedule or sex schedule?
Both. You need to move that to the morning, but he's not a morning person. And then you can surf in the arvos as planned. It's,
okay, so when you were away, yeah, I would work until about 3 o'clock and then I'd check like the like our PO box and then I would go surf until about 5 o'clock or 5:30 and then have dinner and then I would work until about 11 o'clock at night. So yeah, it is, but I never watch TV on my own. I don't really watch Netflix on my own. Yeah. Where you and I at night time, we will make a cup of tea and yeah, we'll watch, you know, half an hour of Netflix together.
This is true.
So I wasn't really doing that when I was on my own.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
But yeah, but I just like spending time with you.
Oh, do you now?
It's weird, isn't it? We've spent like every day, well, besides when you're away, but every day together.
Yeah, we do. We do hang out a lot, don't we?
For 2 years.
We hang out heaps. It's nice, though.
It's weird.
It's nice.
Are people meant to hang out like
this much? If it's a good egg.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, and I think you're a good egg and I think I'm a
good egg. We're not sick of each other yet at all.
No.
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 You're my teammate.
Oh, that's nice.
So what about highlights podcast-wise of the year? Do you have a favourite ep? Do you have a favourite...
Favorite eps, I really, really liked David Gillespie.
That was a two-part special.
Two-part special,
he speaks,
yeah.
He's got so much to say. He's got so many books.
Yeah, epic. Like I love resetting your brain. I love anything to do with, you know, brain health.
He talked about addiction as well.
Talks about addiction, really cool. Talks about sugar, talks about all those things which are just...
I'll have to re-listen to that sugar episode after Christmas maybe, like the day after Boxing Day to get me off the sugar wagon. Yeah. I'm sure I'm going to go down the sugar.
I'm feeling like a bit of a sugar binge coming on.
You've already been having panettone, boy.
I only had a little bit though, like I'm not all out binge.
We're trying. So here's our plan at Christmas. So because I have a history of eating disorders and whatnot, in the past, December's been a really struggle kind of month for me because I would already be fearing that I'll be out of control on Christmas Day and whatnot. Whereas I think the cleanses really helped me this year and therapy. So I had therapy last week. I've got therapy booked again for next week. But I also think you and I did a little deal where I get Christmas Eve off, Christmas Day and Boxing Day. So no rules. Eat whatever you want. If you want to eat sugar, you can eat sugar.
Yeah.
Don't binge, but just know, don't beat yourself up about whatever you're eating in those 3 days. But on the other side of that, you want to be really healthy, moving your bod, eating nourishing food. And the same goes because I think that weird like chunk between Christmas and New Year's, people get a bit lost and don't know what's going on. So I think for me, I said like I want to make sure that – and I didn't do it last year, but this year I really want to stay back to wholesome living and moving the bod. And it's good because I'm teaching yoga all through it. So I'll be in an exercise space, so that should hopefully entice me to exercise more. And then we'll enjoy it. We've got a plan for New Year's Eve, you and me.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we're doing a little special date. A
special date, okay.
Oh, he doesn't sound very excited.
I'm very excited. I just know for me, I don't feel good
when
I eat bad food or that or that much sugar.
Yeah.
So I'm going to really try to limit just to the desserts that I really, really, really want.
I've heard you say you want us to buy some Raffaello's over Crimbo.
Oh, I love Raffaello's. I miss Raffaello's.
We'll get some for Christmas.
I actually was craving like Rumbles.
You were saying that. So we want to make healthy ones, don't we?
Rumbles, trifle, what else?
See, I'm a pud girl. We're going to have to make mum's brandy cream.
Yeah, pudding with brandy cream. Oh, there's so many things.
Here's my thing. So we're spending Christmas Day lunch with the boys and Dad's coming up here. So the Woods boys and Dad's coming up here. I don't want to get pissed at lunch.
Okay.
Because I want to enjoy the desserts. Yeah. Desserts are more important to me than getting drunk.
Yeah.
So my thing is like just have a really delicious meal, get mindful sips of alcohol and then have dessert at dinner.
Yeah, great.
And then I think I'd be more interested in like a boozy lunch like on Boxing Day or something.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because you know me, you don't want to fill up. Yeah. I always fill up on alcohol accidentally.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to do that either.
You just got to balance it out.
I actually never drink on Christmas.
No, I don't.
Never Christmas Day do I ever drink.
No, but our mates will for sure. Yeah. So we just got to pace, boss.
Maybe just a little sip of champagne and then I'll cap it at that.
Cap it, will you? They'll have cocktails.
I'm sure. But I think at night time we'll do cocktails.
Yeah, we'll do some Crimbo cocktails here.
What were we saying? Podcast highlights. David Gillespie.
David Gillespie yep. for you. I loved Momo Rodriguez. Do you remember I had him on in LA? So I went and saw him at a stand-up gig. He was incredible. And then I was like, oh, my goodness, I recognize him. He's on the Mayans MC. Yep, TV show that was on Netflix in Australia.
Which is the spin-off.
Of Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy.
And I was like, as if he's going to say yes to coming on the pod. I just DM'd him on Instagram. He's like, yep, I love Australians. See you there.
Cool.
Like such a legend. So he was amazing and really took me under his wing. He was like, you know, when you come back, like really like come to this show and just real, real sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet soul. I really loved because I'm obviously studying acting. I really nerd out over the actors. So I loved Link Yunus. I thought he was really humble and grounded. Also stunning.
I know, very good looking. Yeah. We know. I have to hear about this all the time.
Super stunning. And then I was quite nervous for interviewing Ursula.
Yeah.
Carlson.
Yeah.
And I thought she was unreal. She's great. Well. Funny, driven.
So smart as well.
Changing careers at 33. That was when she became a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Very cool human. I thought as well. So hang on, what was our highest rating ep of the year?
Highest rating ep actually was our ep that you and I did before you went to the US.
Oh, and we released it as soon as I kind of like crossed over at customs and we knew that I was there.
I think it was just called Moving to USA with Lola and Matt.
Yeah.
That was definitely the highest rating episode of the whole year.
Well, that was interesting because I went at a time where you weren't allowed to travel. Yeah. So it was quite
a lot of interest around that at the time.
Quite interesting. Kind of scary time to travel. Yeah. It was just a bit eerie and whatnot. Okay, cool.
I think the highest guest, maybe because it was kind of that, like it's been out for a while, but your mate Renee Barge.
Baggio.
That was a high rating ep as well.
Yeah, I would pick that.
Yeah. But I mean, overall, I mean, heaps of massive episodes.
Yeah, so much fun. Like I'm so addicted to podcasting. So for you, the listener, thank you so much for listening because it doesn't get to happen without a listener.
Thank you.
So can we give a little teaser for some episodes? Oh, so hang on, what's the plan? So we are going to take a little Crimbo break.
Yeah, I think we're taking 2 weeks off.
Yeah, so this will be the last episode of 2021.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy Christmas, Harry.
Happy Christmas, Ron. okay, so this episode as you're listening to this, this comes out on Monday, the 20th of December. So then we take the 27th off and the 3rd of January off and we come back on the 10th of January and that episode is already recorded.
You ain't going to say who it is?
Well, we're still tossing up. I think we should open with Mum.
Okay.
I think Wendy, old Wendy on first ep of the year. But there are some eps I'm really looking forward to. Yeah. So P. Miranda, if you're a Survivor fan but also a Looking for Ali Brandy fan, she was a legend.
Who else?
There were so many good ones. Shane Dahlia,
mm-hmm.
Incredible Melbourne chef TV host, The Works. Who else? Oh, Hugh Van Kahlenberg, who's also got a book out right now called Let Go, and he's the founder of the Resilience Project, who I actually quoted in my own book, Fearlessly Failing. So there's so many good humans coming up.
Yeah. You did a lot of podcasting while we were in Melbourne.
Melbourne, we did heaps of podcasting. And I think I've got a few podcast books already for guests that are in Byron over Christmas.
Awesome.
So we're doing some eps then as well.
That's exciting.
Oh, I'm so excited, boss, because what we have to do as well, I go back to America in March. And so we need to make sure that we've got those eps in the can. So that it'll see me through the first kind of like couple of months of being in America because it takes a while to build networks and get guests again, you know?
Awesome.
Okay, so that's – sorry, did I knock the table? Yeah. Oh, I apologise. So that's pod life. So we'll take a two-week break over Crimbo, back on the 10th of January 2022, raring to go. Oh, and also the final diary episode. So this is Monday the 20th. The final diary episode will be Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
Friday the 24th. Mm. Just because there'll be so many fun things to catch up on and Crimbo things and the book launch will have happened and whatnot. And then the diary will kick off again on that week of January the 10th, so that Friday, which will be like the 14th of Jan, I imagine.
Yeah.
Actually, it's my brother's birthday on the 13th of Jan.
Is it?
Yeah, I've got to get him something.
Oh, wow.
I've already sent him his Crimbo Prezi. We're right.
Yep. Okay, good.
Okay, so there you go. Okay. Wow. Do you have a favourite – you kind of touched on it before. Do you have a favourite oh, – boss, I need to run to the toilet so badly. Can we pause it?
Oh, my God. Yes. You want to just stop it?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Lola had to have a little toilet break.
I did. Cleanse life, my friends. Straight through you.
It's a lot of liquid.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay,
should be called the Overshare podcast.
Isn't the intro
You've become like a really big oversharer.
Do you feel?
Yeah.
In life or in general?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I think I don't know. I think you just overshare more and more every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, okay, we've got an audience Q&A. Do you want to
–
Q&A? And also I've just got in my notes here a few Crimbo questions, but I feel like we can end on the Crimbo questions.
Cool. Hit me.
Okay, number one.
Yep.
A lot of LA stuff here. Okay. When do you go back to LA?
When do you go back to LA? March.
March, that's right. And then I'll be there for quite a while, won't I?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So potentially all the next year, but we'll just look at flights and check.
Back and forth.
Yeah. A bit of dotting around.
Dotting around, yes.
Is the boss visiting you in LA in 2022?
Not sure yet.
Not sure.
But I will be predominantly based in Byron.
The Bay. In the Shire. Bay.
In the Bay.
Do you still have your place in LA? No, I sublease my place off a lovely human, and I've reached out again to see if that can be my home when I go back, because it's just a beautiful space and I love being so close to the hikes. Where can I buy signed copies of your book for Christmas? So I've signed stock all over Melbourne, all over Sydney. Booktopia signed stock sold out.
Is it?
Yeah. And then
maybe ask them what suburb they're in and we can direct them to Dimmicks in the city.
Dimmicks in the city in Melbourne's a big one. Yeah, and the same in
– pretty central location.
Same in Sydney, George Street.
You also did Dimmicks Paran.
Yeah, Paran. I think they'll had a couple of copies. I reckon they'll be sold out by now.
Yeah.
But City was good because it was like 40 units or something. It was quite a lot of stock.
There was another shop that had a big, big run of units.
Which one? Are you talking about Melbourne?
In Melbourne, yeah. I don't remember.
Sydney, I know Dimmicks in the city had a lot of sign too.
Yeah.
So when's Lola Coffee coming back?
Fingers crossed in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. So before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully.
And we'll keep running everything over Christmas and everything.
Yeah, so basically what happened was I do the projections based on how much we sell.
Yeah.
And, do the ordering based on that. And what happened was when it got to September, our sales increased like massively. So it threw all the projections out the window. And we couldn't get in faster.
Is that also, didn't you say it happened when I was in hotel quarantine?
When you're in hotel quarantine, our sales like went through the roof.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that was my highest like stats on Insta too. Yeah. Like everyone was like, what is hotel quarantine?
But
like?
Also new chocolate product.
Yeah, the Hinterland.
Which did really well. And then, that just, I mean, the whole thing, I mean, who can predict these things? Who can predict? I think this has got to be someone's job that they can do.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think there's people that like do like future planning.
You're into all this stuff. You're into like crypto and stuff as well.
Yeah, I am. But I'm just saying. So like, I did the predictions, and then
we were under
on the predictions, and unfortunately, you can't speed it up too much.
Yeah, because it's like, isn't it like a 5 or 6 week process?
Yeah, even longer sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. Next 2 weeks. What's on the menu this Christmas?
Don't know.
Because the boys are doing the main day.
Yeah. So I'm going to have a planning session with Sam.
Are you?
Yeah. So I think it's going to be we can't get turkey. Well, yeah, I know. We can, but it would just have to be and I don't mean to sound snobby, but it would just be like a Coles.
Supermarket
turkey where I tried to get one from
the local,
like a local farm one, but I couldn't get one. So I think we've decided maybe not to do that. And I think we'll do probably more seafood and ham.
I'm not a ham girl, boy.
That's all right. There's other people there that want ham.
Okay.
But I think it'll be a lot of seafood.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
Light and summery.
Yeah.
How do you stay healthy over Christmas?
Me or you?
You.
For me, I know that, okay, so I don't function well on high sugar. I never drink soft drink. I don't eat fast food. I don't have processed sugars much.
Mm-hmm.
I try to avoid it. I know that I'm really, really, I don't function well. I don't sleep well. I feel anxious and depressed on high sugar. So I just literally just try to balance it out. So if I do have something, I need to be able to have like greens and get it out of my system as quick as possible.
Okay, cool. And if you do cheat on like over Christmas and have like a few little bits of sugar, do you just go, okay, well, I'm just going to enjoy this for what it is
and
pick 100%. It up and clean it up the next day?
Yeah, probably not the next day, but like I reckon it'll be like a good 3 days and I just be like, okay, I'm going to feel shit. A little bit shitter.
But enjoy yummy food.
Yeah, but enjoy it and I'll be happy and I'll be around people. So, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think for me, we kind of touched on it at the start, but I think for me, it's like I'm trying to like, minimize it to 3 days a little bit of like really indulgent, like heavy sugar stuff. But like lots of mindful things around that. Like we've got after the book launch, we're having a lunch with mates and just kind of like having really yummy, mindful meals.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in the past, I haven't done that at all.
Yeah.
I've been just a write-off.
Off the rails.
All of December, I've been off the rails. Melbourne, I was starting to get a bit like it. Did you notice?
Yeah.
Totally. I'd just start having mince pies for no good reason. I'd be like, oh, I'll just get a 4-pack of mince pies and they'd be gone the same day.
I do a lot of YOLO. You know?
Is that your thing at Christmas?
You only live once. Yeah. But I think, what's going on?
Your headphones.
I just knocked my headphones. A lot of, not like binge drinking, but you know, hey, have a glass of wine and then you have one glass or two glasses, you know, and then the next day you have another two glasses and the next day and it's like
I'm very good at not drinking.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. See, I like to have just a glass of wine.
You're social drinker.
Social, but not get pissed. But then I think back to myself and I was like, oh, I've been drinking for like 7 days straight. And I don't like that feeling either.
Yeah, but I help you pull the handbrake up with that one. Okay, any more? We've done it all. All right, so let's do do you have a fave Christmas tradition?
Fave Christmas traditions. Sorry, I just made you all know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not something that we're going to be able to do, but my mum's food.
Yeah, but we went to Melbourne and did have some amazing food.
Yeah, I know, but she didn't make it because she only makes it on Christmas.
Yeah, is this the…
It's called Tepeta.
Talk to me.
Yeah, which is bread.
But it's from her region of Italy, Puglia.
Yeah, it's from Puglia, so it's a thing that they do.
Yeah.
It's generally, I think it was like, you know, a couple of day old bread, so it's not as soft. I think that maybe they toast it or I don't remember. And then they soak that in like…
turkey broth.
And then they layer it up like a lasagna. So it's like bread and cheese and turkey broth and turkey meat, and it's just so fucking good.
Yeah, your family loses.
It's so good. I remember as a kid, I think the first couple of years, I fucking hated it.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, what is this like cheesy, soggy bread? And then at some point, something switches in your brain. And you just
can't wait for it.
Yeah, you can't wait for it. To the point where Mum used to make multiple trays so we would eat it for 2 or 3 days.
Really?
Yeah. Because it is quite involved in the process. But yeah, my grandmother, oh gosh, she used to make the best one.
Really?
Yeah.
Better than your mum?
A little bit different, but yeah, pretty similar.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, always the best. And I just loved it.
So that's your fave Chrissy tradition?
Yeah, that would be my favourite. Yeah. I think it's got some special cheese in it. I can't remember what the cheese is called.
You need to get your mum to teach you how to make it.
Yeah, I just have to go watch.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, you'll have to. He'll give me eyes like next year will be in Melbourne.
I think it's hard to do stuff like that here because it's
so hot.
It's so hot and humid.
Yeah. Definitely learn it though. Make sure that you learn it. We are going to bring one of my favourite traditions to Byron this year.
Which is?
So my mum makes Christmas pud.
Yeah.
But we've got a gluten-free pud.
Yeah.
And brandy cream.
Mm.
Yumbo.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, me too.
We don't have like an egg beater.
Maybe the boys?
Yeah, we'll have to borrow one.
I think we'll have to borrow one.
Or go buy one.
Also, I love watching Christmas
movies.
So we're in a little conundrum because we're in the middle of Succession.
Yeah.
Which we're loving.
Yeah.
But we don't want to cheat on that with Christmas. So we're trying to finish Succession.
Yeah.
By this weekend.
Yeah, and then start Christmas movies.
But then Witcher comes out, boss.
Yeah, Witcher comes out this week, I think.
17th of December. Yeah. Oh, so what are we going to do? I feel like we need to save Witcher. It's not going to go anywhere.
To January?
No, not to January.
To Boxing Day.
Yeah. And then on Boxing Day, Don't Look Up comes out with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill. But that's a movie. And that's actually on at our local cinema. So we need to start going to the movies, I think, as well.
And we haven't seen June yet.
Or No Time to Die. Stop yawning. I'm catching all your yawns.
Hey, at least you know you're not a psychopath.
Oh, yeah, that's the psychopath test, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, so funny. So, yeah, June, No Time to Die, Don't Look Up. They're all at the cinema right now and we have not been going to the cinema. It's because I teach yogas 2 nights a week.
I know.
Don't you think that's why?
Yeah.
Because we've lost our nights. That's our thing.
But there's other nights in the week that we can do it.
I know, but then we usually work Monday night because we know that I'm
teaching other
nights. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went to your class last night.
You did? How did you find it?
I did some yin. Yeah. Very nice.
Liked it?
Should I come tonight?
Yeah, vinyasa tonight, boy. So I'm teaching for anyone that's visiting Byron over Chrissy. I'm teaching at Peaches. So Tuesday night, 6:30 is like a yin restorative class and then Wednesday night is a vinyasa class.
Wonderful.
Vanderbog.
What?
Vanderbog.
What?
Isn't that like wonderful in German?
Wunderbar, isn't it?
What does that mean?
I think that means wonderful.
In German.
What did you say?
Wunderbog.
Oh, boss. Yeah, that's so bad.
All right. So there you go. Merry Crimbo.
Merry Christmas.
I love you.
Love you too.
Are you going to get me a little prezzo for Crimbo?
What do you want?
I want a card. I always tell him this. He won't write. All I want is a love letter.
Just a love letter.
Yeah. Write me a good love letter.
$3 card.
Yep.
And you're happy.
Job done.
Job done.
That's all you need to do.
You're a very affordable girlfriend.
What do you want for Christmas?
Do
you think you know what I've got you?
Yeah, he does. I think I've got it down to maybe like a few things.
What do you think it might be?
I think it's like maybe like a piece of clothing or something, clothing accessory, something like that.
Got it. So like a bracelet or a necklace or jewelry.
Maybe
a belt.
You keep saying belts, but I think that's you throwing me off the scent.
Do you think you know what brand it is?
Well, I only wear like 3 brands.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've organised Boss's Prezi, but I got a text from TNT this morning saying it's delayed.
Oh, really? Yeah. When's it coming?
You told me not to press a link, not to trust those links. I've got to find.
Yeah, because you don't want to press random links. You've got to make sure they're authentic.
Okay.
Just check the tracking on the computer.
Yeah, I will. I will.
We need to go get your present.
Give me a card, a $3 card, and write a love letter in it.
Okay. All right.
Done.
All right. Done.
Hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. Hope you enjoyed this roundup ep. This is our last episode for the year. Well, apart from the Friday Diary that will come out this week on Christmas Eve. We cannot thank you enough for your support and love and everything throughout this pod. This podcast brings me so much joy. And my job is a job where you get little hits of work and then you get a lot of downtime. And so this podcast has been such a nice consistent thing. It doesn't necessarily make as much money, but it's just a passion project that we absolutely love. And like I said, it wouldn't be here without you, the listener. I look to the Zoom recorder when I refer to you, the listener. So thank you so much because it's an absolute joy to create and we'll be back on your airways from January 10th.
Wow. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Thanks, boss. Thanks for everything you've done with the pod. That's all right. Too.
My pleasure. I love you.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
That's a wrap on another episode of Fearlessly Failing. As always, thank you to our guests. And let's continue the conversation on Instagram. I'm at Yummo Lolaberry. This poddy, my word for podcast, is available on all streaming platforms. I'd love it if you could subscribe, rate, and comment. And of course, spread the love.